T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On a Wednesday night, Joe Giulio with you, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Jack Fritz back in the studio. John Johnson on the updates. I am at the Hard Rock tonight in Atlantic City. Great place. I've been the second time I've been here. I was here doing a show in the summer, back tonight, and we're hanging out doing the full show. We actually have some Steely Dan tickets to give away that were just presented to me. Two pairs coming up for Saturday night. We'll tell you about how we'll do that as we go through the show. 8 o'clock, Birds with Friends Radio. Both Sheil Kapadi and Bo Wolf will be in studio joining me. And we got a lot to talk about tonight because we have a football game tomorrow. The Eagles play tomorrow night. And it's been a week here of angst. It has been a week of just frustration with the way the Eagles have played and with the way this season has gone so far. And tomorrow night they take the field again. And this time it is a must-win. You know, I said last Friday night I didn't think the Vikings game was a must-win. I didn't think they were going to win the game. I thought they were in a bad spot going in, not playing well, Vikings with all that rest. And it turned out to be that kind of game where they just stunk it up again. And now they've caused all of us to relook at what they are and what they're going to be the rest of the season. But as I look at the game tomorrow night and I look at what the Eagles are and what the Giants are, I'm trying to separate all the angst of this week and look at this game, because tomorrow night's game will tell the story of the rest of this season. If the Eagles win this game tomorrow night, they will then have 10 days off for their next home game, and you could foresee a path where they start to figure some things out. If they do not win the game tomorrow night, they are in as dire of a strait as we've seen this football team in a very, very long time. And in fact, this team hasn't lost two straight games since Doug Peterson's first year. They didn't lose two in a row last year. They're now at that spot. They're at the critical juncture of this team's season is right now. And despite all of what's gone on this week, despite all of the reasons for pessimism, despite all the reasons to acknowledge that this team is not going to be as good as last year's, doesn't mean the ending won't be the same, because we've seen, you know, we've seen wacky things happen in January. But the bottom line is we now know this team this year will not be as good in the regular season as last year's. The only way now it's possible is if they reel off, they don't lose a game the rest of the season. That's not going to happen. But can they still rally to have a season? I believe they can. And I have confidence they're going to win this game tomorrow night. I think when you look at teams that are great, teams that are built the right way, teams that are champions, they fall down and they find a way to pick themselves back up. And this team doesn't have to be great to pick themselves back up, but they need to find a way tomorrow night. And I think the matchup is there for them. Sometimes it's not just about you. It's about who you're playing. And that's part of the reason why I didn't think last week was a great matchup. The Vikings were desperate and good. The Giants might be desperate, but the Giants aren't good. The Giants represent everything that the Eagles need to see right now. And you might say, Joe, it's a division game. Yeah, I understand that. But the Giants aren't a good football team. There's a lot of fear I've heard out there this week that, uh-oh, you know, the Giants, they have playmakers. Uh-oh, they're going to come and upset the Eagles, and the, you know, Eagles are going to go to 2-4. The Giants can't block. The Giants can't rush the passer. The Giants can't stop the run. The Giants can't throw the football down the field. All the things the Eagles have struggled with so far this season, the Giants aren't the team to capitalize on that. They don't protect Eli Manning. So even though the pass rush for the Eagles has not been great this year, they should get to the quarterback tomorrow night. They can't block at all. The Eagles should be able to get there. They can't rush the passer. So even though the Eagles' offensive line has had issues and they've made a change at left guard, and they've gotten Carson Wentz hit a bunch, the Giants aren't the team that should take advantage of this. They don't have the pass rushers. The leading sacker, the only guy that had a sack at all for them last Sunday, was Connor Barwin. Connor Barwin, who hasn't been relevant since he left here a few years ago. If he's your best pass rusher, and we'll see, you know, we'll see if Olivier Vernon comes back tomorrow night and how much he plays, because he's been out the whole year for them, and he's a pretty good player. But so far this season, their best pass rusher is Connor Barwin. That doesn't scare me if I'm the Eagles. That doesn't scare me if I'm Lane Johnson. He better block him tomorrow night. They can't stop the run. Even though the Eagles don't have the backs we're looking for right now, The Giants are towards the bottom of the NFL in stopping anyone on the ground. And they can't throw the football down the field. So you could tell me all about Odell Beckham and how dangerous he is. And he is. He's one of the top two or three receivers in the world. But Eli Manning doesn't throw the football down the field. They don't get the ball down the field, which is part of the reason why he went crazy and spouted off over the weekend to ESPN. The Giants are 4-17 in their last 21 games. They are awful and have been for an extended period of time. They're 1-9 in their last 10 home games. So despite all of what the Eagles have been, despite all of the angst we have, and despite all of the, well, really poor play we've seen so far this season, the Giants stink. This is the right matchup for the Eagles tomorrow night. This is the matchup, and every team needs one of these once in a while, a get-right matchup, where you play a team, and they're just not very good, and they have their own issues, and you go there, or they come to you, and you forget about how bad you are, you forget about all your issues for a night, and you just win a football game. That's what the Eagles need more than anything. So while usually Thursday night games are tough on both sides, and a road Thursday night game is usually a recipe for a loss, this is the right matchup. This is the right game for the Eagles to basically shut all of us up for a couple days and get us to forget or change the conversation on how dire the situation is. Because despite all of what we've seen, despite back-to-back losses for the first time in a couple years, the Eagles are a win away tomorrow from getting back to 500 and being right there at the top of probably what's the worst division in the NFL. 888-729-9494, pound 9494, to hop on in. Are you confident in a win tomorrow night? I am. I'm confident because the Giants have owned the Eagles. The Eagles have owned the Giants. Confident because the Giants aren't any good. And I'm confident because this is the right matchup for the Eagles to figure things out. Or, I'll put it this way. The Eagles can go win this game tomorrow night without having everything settled. And in the NFL, and I said this last week, you're not going to just flip the switch and magically fix all your issues in 6 days, or in this case, 4 days. It doesn't work like that. I think the Eagles will figure this out as the year goes on and be a good team. Are they going to be great? We'll see. The odds are against that right now. But I think they'll figure out a way to be a good team again with the pieces they have and whatever Howie does. That doesn't happen in a week. That takes time. So sometimes you need luck on your side, and you need to go play a bad football team. That's what they're playing tomorrow night. I can't believe, you know, I was listening today on the ride down here to Hard Rock, and there are a lot of people I heard, a lot of really lack of confidence that the Giants are going to beat them tomorrow night, that this season is over, that they stink, that they can't. If the Eagles can't beat the Giants tomorrow night, then we have a real panic. We have a real problem. But I'm confident. I'm confident because this team has given me no reason to believe they won't find a way out of this mess. There's enough smart people on the coaching staff, there's enough good players still here, despite all the losses, that they have my confidence they will figure it out. And tomorrow night, most of all, is the right matchup to do it. You're not going to find many teams in the NFL that can't block, can't rush the passer, can't throw the football down the field, and can't stop the run. That is a recipe for a bad football team, and it's why the Giants are 4-17 in their last 21 games. And in fact, you're not going to find many teams in the NFL that have that bad of a record since last year. I mean, think about that. The Browns, you might throw in that mix, but the Browns have won 2 games this year, so they're already kind of moving away from that kind of pace. But the Giants have been a bottom five team in the NFL now for 20 games. That is a long, long stretch of time. Eli Manning's not getting any younger tomorrow. Their line's not getting any better, and they're not finding Michael Strahan in his prime. They're not going to put him on the field tomorrow night. This is the get-right matchup. This is the tonic to all the issues. The Giants tomorrow night. I'm confident they're going to win the game. 888-729-9494, pound 9494. That is how you get aboard. Let's talk to Todd in South Philly. What's up, Todd?
Hey, Joey Sources. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Todd. What's up tonight?
I'm really sorry to do this, but I have to officially ban and blacklist Jackie Pucks, Jack Fritz, from ever attending an Eagle game again.
Because they lost last week. It was all his fault.
He is 0-2 when he goes. Banned.
I don't know. Jack,
you're out. It was a Packers game. He's banned.
Jack, you're out.
Listen, man, I brought it that game. It wasn't on me. It was on the rest of the team and the rest of the fans.
I don't know. I don't know, Jack.
You know what I think we have to do, guys? I think we have to do the math here. So how many home games have they played in the Doug Peterson era? Eight, in the regular season his first year, 8 and then 2, so 10 last year. That's 18, and they've played, what, 3 this year? They played the Colts at home. They played the Vikings at home. They played the Falcons at home. So that means they've played 21 home games in the Doug Peterson era. How many games they lost? Because, Jack, I think you account for like half the home losses in Doug's era.
Well, I definitely have 2 of them.
I think they've only lost like 4 games here since Doug took the job.
Yeah, but also I have memorable wins, like the Steelers win his rookie year, the Vikings win his rookie year, all the games last year or 2 years ago leading up to the Packers game. I have a good track record.
I don't know. I think Todd's got a point. Todd, go on.
All right. I also wanted to say, with the Eagles matchup this week, I'm usually worried that Jalen Mills is going to get burned on double moves again. As much as I love Jalen, I don't think Jim Schwartz is putting him in the best position. But I think they're going to be fine because Eli can't put the ball downfield enough for Jalen to get burned that bad. The most thing I'm worried about is Odell Beckham throwing a pass to Sterling Sharp for a 60-yard touchdown. I'm more worried about that than Eli.
Yeah, I mean, that was their biggest pass play last week. And then, look, they came back, and Eli played pretty well in the fourth quarter, and they looked better. But that their biggest pass play of the game, and Todd, I appreciate the phone call, was a throw from Odell Beckham. So it's not like their offense is all of a sudden clicking now. They can't do the things that give the Eagles trouble. If I have one fear tomorrow night, it's not the downfield pass, it's tackling. Because that was the issue for the Eagles this year in Tampa, where they didn't tackle. They didn't tackle well in Tennessee. Last week, they had issues tackling. And last year, remember that game when Foles started his first start last December in Giant Stadium? And that game, Eli had like 400, 500 yards. He was crazy in that game.
That was the game that David Gettleman decided, all right, Eli can be our quarterback again.
You know what? Eagles might have threw that game on purpose.
That's next-level stuff by now.
It is. No, you're right. And that was the game the Giants were like, yeah, Eli's fine. Then we just draft a running
back. Eli's definitely not the problem.
But he is. He's part of their problem. And that game wasn't exactly deep passes. That was underneath stuff. And the Eagles just didn't tackle that day. That's my fear tomorrow night with the Giants maybe scoring some points. It's not that Eli's going to – he's not what he was. I mean, 10 years ago, he would stand back there and he would throw the ball 40, 50 yards down the field and they'd make some plays. He's not that anymore. This is the matchup to get right. 888-729-9494. I'm confident that the Eagles are going to win tomorrow night and change this conversation. Warren in Garnet Valley. What's up, man?
Oh, hey, Joe. It's Warren.
Hey, Warren. What's up?
I think that the Eagles can win tomorrow night. They need to get off to a really good start. Whether the defense gives them a pick six or gets them some turnovers in the first quarter. But I would love to see the Eagles start from ahead rather than behind. And, you know, some wind beneath their sails and some support that way, I think, could make a huge mental difference just to get them started. And number two, like you're saying, not to make mistakes because that can actually kill them.
And it has. I mean, Warren, they're one of the only teams in the NFL this year, one of the few, that has a negative turnover differential. They're towards the bottom is what I'm trying to say. And that, look, it doesn't matter how good you are, how talented you are, and appreciate it, Warren, that's going to kill you. Last year, the Eagles were good at that. And then usually good teams in the NFL have positive turnover differentials. The Eagles have to clean that up and actually force some because this year they haven't done that. 888-729-9494. That gets you bored. I'm live from the Hard Rock in Atlantic City tonight. World-class entertainment here this Saturday, Steely Dan. We have a couple pairs of tickets to give away to that show this weekend on Saturday night. Next weekend, Kid Rock will be here Friday and Saturday. Next month, Bob Dylan. 888-729-9494 to hop on in. 8 o'clock, Birds with Friends Radio. When we get back, your calls, I want to know your confidence level because despite all of the issues this week, and despite all of the angst and negative feelings about the Eagles right now, I'm confident they're going to win this football game tomorrow, mostly because I think the Giants are the right matchup this week that they can exploit and they can actually do some things positively that we haven't seen in a while. So on the other side, your phone calls. And I want to bring up a player that we haven't talked a lot about. Really, it's alarming how little we've talked about this player. He's going to play a major role tomorrow night in a win or a loss, and I think we're going to learn something about him and where he is right now. I'll tell you what I'm talking about on the other side. 888-729-9494. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.